We are massive communicators. My goodness, I've just looked at some people and they're being communicating with people who aren't even sitting next to them. They're communicating with people in other villages, other towns, other cities, other countries, other continents. Yes, it looks to me as if humans have evolved from a situation where we humans were only able to communicate with a few local people. And now, well, forgetting about space and all that sort of thing, communicating from other planets, but it's as if there is a huge release of communications energy between people. I mean, it is remarkable, I think. I know I have often overlooked how social humans are, how much we love each other's company, how much we love communicating, reaching out across gaps, barriers, to connect with each other. It's just phenomenal. I mean, once upon a time, it was a radical act to walk over the side of a mountain to see what was on the other side. And then it was a radical act to get into a hot air balloon and fly around the world. And it's as if there's nothing left to be radical about. The people I can see around me, about 4/5 of them have a mobile phone in their hand and they are communicating. They're sending messages to people. They might even be playing games with other people. They might be sending some sort of social messages via social media. They might be doing what I'm doing, which is a recording, a piece of communication. But the amazing thing is that once upon a time, humans communicated with people who were relatives of people who they knew. There had to be some other kind of link. But now, so many people love communicating with the whole universe, with anybody. There are people, I'm quite sure that woman over there is sending a message, not just to her family. She might be sending it to the whole of Facebook or the whole of Twitter or the whole of anything else for that matter. It's astonishing. So young people today are growing up in a world where there has never been so much communication ever before in human history. I want to remember this because every now and again I run into people who tell me that young people aren't any good at communicating anymore. That they don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to talk to other people. And it's all balderdash. Of course, some people are like that. But my goodness. Well, in my lifetime, I've never seen more people communicating than in 2026. I'm chatting to you from a small town called Alghero, Alghero, in the northwest of Sicily. No, not Sicily, Sardinia, the northwest of Sardinia. And that's where I'm communicating with you. And when I say you, it's really anybody who listens to my podcast or finds my podcast, and it's open for anybody to do that. And I'm standing now beside a war machine. Yeah, the fiercest war machine of its type in its day. And I'm going to give you a photograph of it. And I'm going to bet that today you will have, by the end of the day, communicated with a massive number of people. Many more than you would have done 20 years ago. Okay, back to the studio.